As a part of Reno Public Radio's Priced Out Housing series, we wanted to find the human beings who are affected by the lack of affordable housing in our area, those who represent the statistics and percentages. And we found three of them, a family at a Days Inn motel in Carson City. Reno Public Radio's Bree Zender followed their story for about a month, starting at the motel.
What's your favorite thing about this place?
I love the waffles and the cereal.
This is Molly. She's 9 years old.
When you say waffles, do you mean like the free breakfast that you get?
Yeah. It's delicious.
Molly, her mom Jocelyn, and her big sister Sophie aren't staying at the motel on a vacation. They're here because they were displaced from their rental home in January. Since then, the family has been living temporarily between the motel and a friend's house. Molly's mom, Jocelyn, has lived in Northern Nevada for most of her life. They had to leave their previous residence because the landlord had raised the price of rent suddenly.
We lived in a trailer on a 20-acre ranch in Fish Springs. We really loved it out there.
4 years ago, Jocelyn and her daughters were living in a home her ex-husband owned. Jocelyn says he was violent toward her, and it was a struggle for her to leave. This is why KUNR isn't using their last names.
I was with him since I had just turned 21, and he's just kind of been in control ever since. I wasn't really allowed to know anything about the bills or anything like that.
Jocelyn is a substitute teacher, which landlords often consider an unreliable income when reviewing tenant applications. She says child support payments don't often count as a steady income either. She and her girls have been denied several times, and the average price of rent keeps going up as time goes by.
And it's also been very hard getting into housing being a single mom. Single moms are discriminated against all the time. It's like we're nothing without our husbands. I mean, that's what it, like, we're a liability if we don't have a man.
Jocelyn is hoping the family can move into a rented home, but in the meantime, they've tried to make their motel room feel more like home. They've got a wall tapestry laid out on a nearby table, serving as a tablecloth. There are stuffed animals and extra fuzzy blankets on the bed.
I can't actually call a place my own because I don't have a home. I don't own this place.
That's Molly again, the 9-year-old.
Whenever I'm scared, I think in my head, why don't you just pretend you're at home? But I didn't know what to dream of. Because I didn't have a home, and this place doesn't exactly feel like home.
Her sister Sophie is 13. Both say whenever they get stressed out about their living situation, they put their noses into books, mostly in the fantasy genre. And when the pages run out, Sophie says she turns to schoolwork and her friends.
Reading's kind of my way of getting away from stuff. At least it's good for my English grade.
Molly says her big sister tries to be strong for her.
Sometimes when I'm upset, Sophie's actually very grown up, and she's still a kid, but she wants the life of a kid, but sometimes she has to act like an adult.
All I really want to do is I want my kids to have a childhood. You know, Molly was talking about how grown up Sophie is. She's too grown up. That makes me sad, and it makes me feel like I've failed.
Jocelyn and the girls stayed in this motel for another week or so. Then, after about 2.5 months of living in suitcases, Jocelyn and her daughters found a more permanent home. The family was able to get approved and move into an apartment that's within their price range.
All right, so where's your new room at?
It's up here.
It's a 2-bedroom apartment in Carson City with room for their dog, Mac, and all their books.
You like to read in here because there's a little light and there's a little bench right here. Here's our library. This is just part of our library.
Jocelyn and the girls are happy here. But Jocelyn still fears she and the girls will be forced out again if the rent prices go up or if she loses her sources of income.
Are you proud of yourself?
No, not yet. I'll be proud of myself when I have a degree that'll take me into the workplace anywhere in this country. Then I'll be proud of myself. I'll be proud of myself when I can get my finances together and build my credit up and I can buy a home without help from anybody else.
For now, Jocelyn is looking to finish her bachelor's degree to become a teacher or a social worker so she can get a more stable income later on. Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News.